Hey, Grisado.
Hey, it's Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Larry?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
Okay, you?
Good, thanks. I did get your fax. I got the bank statements, the tax return, the Viking payoff information. There is a couple pages from the bank statements that are missing. I don't know if they just didn't go through on the fax or if there's issues with the fax machine. And then also the tax return, I think you sent me like 2011 and 2012. Do you have anything?
Yeah, that's what I've got, Julian. I don't know where he's got that other thing, that 2014. See, that's the one that we went through Clear Creek and got the extension on so we could get the returns and stuff done on. We've got a payment agreement with the RS and the state both there. So I've been paying on it.
That's fine. I'm gonna contact my underwriting department just to make sure that we would be able to work with 2012 tax return. I don't see why we wouldn't, because these loans are based on your cash flow anyway. So I think that'll be fine. However, do you have a pen? Do you want to jot down the missing pages for the bank statements?
Yeah,
you can send those to me. Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Just a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so May, for the May statement, I'm missing page 1 and 2. Page 4 and 5, page 7, and page 9.
Okay, and that's all May, right?
That's for May, yeah.
Okay.
And June, I'm also missing page 1 and 2, page 4 and 5, and page 7.
Okay.
And then July, August, and September, those ones are all good. For October, I am missing, let's see. For October, I'm missing page 3 and 6 for October.
Okay. I've still got them all laid out in there, so I'll go through them and see what happened, because...
Okay, sounds good. And then I do see that you filled out the application online. Did you get the actual PDF of the application that I sent you to the email? I sent you like an actual copy of the of the application.
I didn't get the. Well, I did, because that's what I typed in the stuff on there.
Yeah. So let me see here.
That's
so if you look at my
thing.
If you look at my original email, there's an attachment. It says Bank of Cardiff Working Capital Loan Application. Would you mind printing that out and just signing? Because I actually need a physical signature from you. Just put in, you don't have to fill out everything, but just put your the business name, your name, social, date of birth, and then signature.
You didn't get that part. I sent that this morning.
No, I know, but the one you sent was like a printout from our website. It's not the actual application that we use. Yeah, they made some changes recently. That's the only reason that we need the updated one. If you can get that to me as well as the bank statements, we'll be golden.
Okay. Now, let me ask you another question here.
Yes, sir.
I just happened to think about something. My other income, which is my retirement, Social Security, and my bus driver's pension thing there,
uh-huh.
That's what I was wanting to fix that to where I could pay that payment out of that in case, you know, because we're just now recovering from this coal mine thing. We're just starting back to work.
Uh-huh.
And you can see there where in probably November, October, I had a slow month there, and that's the reason. In other words, in West Virginia, they shut all the coal mines down, but now they're starting back to work. They put 375 of them back to work yesterday. But what I wanted to do was also use that. In other words, I've got direct deposit on that. In other words, can I do that or not?
Does it go into a different account?
It goes into United Bank, yeah. It's a different account. See, I had to sign up on Social Security and stuff to do that separate because they didn't want to do it through the car lot, in other words, or through the business.
Gotcha. Do you use that other account for your business or is it just your personal account?
I use it a little bit for the business, but not, you know, after, if I get this loan and stuff, it'll be all together just to use, you know, to pay the payment. In other words, I wanted to fix that where I could pay the payment out of that, whatever the payment is, on your business, you know. Will it just direct deposit, take it out direct, you know.
So you would want it to come out of your other account when you pay it back, basically?
Yep.
Or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do, and that way I've got insurance and everything on that account, and
Gotcha.
Feel, if I have a slow month or something, I can, you know, I'd rather just take it out of that account, and if something happens.
Yeah, I gotcha. I understand. So that account, if the other account is actually under your business name, it'll work, but
it's under my name. It's under Larry Ballard.
I've actually done it before. You can send it, and then we'll run it through the underwriting department and see what they can do with that. It's definitely a possibility. So if that's what you prefer, I'll definitely try to go for that for you.
Do you want like a 6 month statement on it, or how do you want it now?
Yeah, go in and send me 6 months of those as well.
Okay. I'll get this stuff headed at you there if you need something.
Okay, Larry. Sounds good. And don't forget about the application as well.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.